Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP Immunity Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. The Alexandria location now open, taking appointments. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville,
yep.
Jason Bishop,
yes,
and Eric Bickle. Coming up later in the show, J.P. Finley covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. He'll join us at 8:20. Dave Richard, fantasy football guru, at 9.
Rich.
And Steve Ziff from the Redskins, chief marketing officer, is going to join us to fill us in on what's new for game day on Sunday at FedEx Field.
Tickets still available for Skins Colts.
But right now, we hit the Skins as we do each morning at 7.
You know, it's weird. You want it to be a packed house if you're a Skins fan. You don't want there to be seats available.
Yeah.
But as a Skins fan, I like that there's seats available. So it's like a weird dichotomy, you know what I mean? I like that. I feel like that's how it should be. Like, you should be able to buy single tickets.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, not have to be forced to buy season tickets all the time.
I would guess
which
you
includes
like
the preseason.
Yeah.
Like, there aren't going to be a lot of Colts fans because, let's be honest, there aren't a lot of Colts fans outside of maybe Indianapolis.
Cakes, they're the Colts.
Oh, now you're lumping the Colts in?
The Colts have had some success historically, but they're the Colts.
Success.
I generally agree with you.
Were successful for 15 years.
Post Manning, they're the Colts.
Andrew Luck took them to an AFC Championship.
They got obliterated.
They went to an AFC Championship. Tell me the last time the Redskins were in a championship game.
Been a while. We have more trophies than them.
Was that the AFC? What game was that? AFC Championship.
Didn't they get smoked by the Pats?
I believe he threw four picks.
Was it four?
And then those dummies, they hung a banner at Lucas Oil for getting to the AFC title game. What a bunch of losers.
Kind of for losers.
that is a loser mentality.
I do consider them just kind of like the Colts.
You know, I can kind of
I've forgotten. Who was the bridge quarterback between Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck? That one year where they just completely tanked, were able to get the number one pick. Who was the bridge?
It wasn't Kerry Collins, was it? Was he way too old for that?
I think Kerry Collins was when he got hurt one year.
Yeah, I don't know.
Curtis
Painter. I can puff my chest out about the Colts being losers and hanging their banner only because the Caps finally won the Stanley Cup. Because the Caps love to raise banners for winning the Metro or the Southeast.
Right.
But now, finally, in 3 weeks, roughly, they're going to raise the Stanley Cup banner.
Now,
thank you.
I will say this. I do consider them just the Colts, especially post-Peyton Manning.
Right.
But Lifetime, they've got a 20-10 record against the Redskins.
Ooh, they kind of own your boys.
They kind of own us.
Yeah.
Right? Weather was supposed to maybe be a big factor in this game. I know the league has been monitoring this, but according to Seehoff, our Skins beat reporter, and then Jason could touch on it more. They say weather looks pretty good after Florence shifted south. They're saying it should be no problem. And Seahawks said it might even be completely dry on Sunday.
I think Jason needs to download a new weather app. All he's doing is complaining about his weather bug app not having the radar for Florence.
No, it's on there now.
Oh, it is.
Maybe since it gets close to the land, that's when it picks it up.
Okay.
In the middle of the ocean, it wasn't
detecting
it.
Well, it was supposed to be a Category 4 at one point.
It's
been
downgraded to a 2.
Now it's a 2.
It's amazing how the things
number.
Change. It's going to be a 1 when it actually hits land.
It's a number. It's still a hurricane.
It's
all right.
Well, it's a big storm, but it's just not as big as they thought. It could have. Remember 3-4 days ago, they said it could be a Category 4 when it hits land?
Yeah.
Well, now it's going to be a 1.
They're trying to put everybody
in a panic.
I don't know why. Again, I don't live in a coastal area, really. So
but it's still going to be a lot of flooding.
I used to feel sympathy for Category 5s. I thought if it was a 5er, then it was big time. A 4s and 3s and 2s, I kind of sleep on
4s
them.
Are huge, dude.
Okay.
3s are huge.
I'm sure they are.
Ones are, obviously not as bad. So, but all that rain and that storm surge is going to push through the rivers.
I'll just be brutally honest. If it's not hitting D.C. area.
You're sleeping.
For me, it's like it doesn't even happen.
Well, what they're saying is
it's like it's not even happening.
It's going to go south and then west, and then it's going to turn north, and then it's going to wrap around and come hit us Monday, Tuesday.
It's going to rain a lot.
It's
going to
rain
on our day.
That's what they're saying today, because yesterday was
something different. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Maybe it'll turn around. Before. Maybe it'll do a 360 or something.
Like I said, it's got a mind of its own. Yeah. It's going to do whatever it wants to
do. At some point, can't they figure out how to just stop a hurricane? Remember Bill Paxton? He was throwing all those little balls in there to figure it out.
First of all, those are tornadoes. Those aren't hurricanes. Twister was the movie. It wasn't hurricane.
Get your natural disasters mixed up.
Yeah, they were just trying to figure out how they could give people an early warning. You can't stop a tornado or a hurricane, at least not in 2018.
JP's judging a movie where they tie themselves to a pole under the ground and are in the center vortex
of a
tornado.
And they survive. He loves the Dorothy machine that gets sucked up into the tornado.
And that's the closest I've been to a tornado. I haven't chased them like Jason Bishop.
You should one time.
You should run as far away from them as possible.
No, you should actually sprint towards them.
All right, so it's very fun. The Skids play the Colts, of course. We've talked about it. Most of this week, Andrew Luck returned after he missed the entire 2017 season. He completed 39 of 53 pass attempts, 319 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. I believe that was in the red zone, right? Jordan Wilkins made his NFL regular season debut against the Bengals, led the team in rushing, but only recorded 40 yards on 14 attempts.
He kind of stunk.
He split the rushing duties with rookie Nyheim Hines.
Right. From
who
what?
Had
from what college?
Nyheim Hines. Yards.
Yeah. Give me a hint.
ACC.
No clue.
He's from Georgia Tech.
No, he's a big Jim Valvano fan.
He's a Wolfpack guy.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this. T.Y. Hilton's been to 4 Pro Bowls. Forever that's worth. I mean,
that's because he puts up numbers.
I guess. And I know guys, drop out all the time, but still, that's sick. He's there. He had 5 catches for 46 yards, and then their tight end, I guess, Jack Doyle. Led the team with 60 yards on 7 catches, and Eric Ebron added 4 catches for 51 yards. So they have some modest weapons.
And Ryan Grant, the Ryan Grant revenge game happens this weekend at FedEx Field.
He had quite a few catches,
remember,
didn't he?
8 for 59.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Jack Doyle had the huge fumble late in that game when they were trailing by 4 at the, I believe it was at the Bengal 15.
Yeah, it looked like they were going to win that game.
Yeah, they were
Luck was
in.
Driving them right down the field as time was closing down. I think they were under 2 minutes and terrible fumble.
EBI may be jinxing your boys.
Yeah.
But I don't care. Using them as my survivor pick.
Oh.
I don't know how many other options I'll get to use the Redskins. This seems like the perfect spot.
Really? You like it that much?
Well, it's at home, bad opponent. Colts are on the road.
They should win.
Win the game.
Again, that's based on what we saw out of the two teams in week one.
True.
Now, I'm taking the Rams against the Cardinals. I'm burning the Rams early.
Yeah, you're burning them early.
A lot of people obviously noticed that Alex Smith didn't get the wide receivers involved very much. He was asked about it, about the quiet week for the receivers.
There was some unknown. We didn't know the way the game plan was going to go. And I think there's going to be weeks like that. There's going to be other weeks where it comes in bunches, and all of a sudden those guys we're going to lean on them offensively. And we're going to need them, and the ball's going to be coming a bunch. That's the nature, I think, of week to week and just who you're playing. I think the great thing is we got a bunch of selfless guys out there. I think that all they care about is winning. Obviously, they want to be involved. And included, but team first guys, and I think that's not always the case at that position around the league. And I think kind of a credit to the mindset that those guys we have outside.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't know. I don't know.
That's what I took out of Alex.
I mean, they're going to use.
Doesn't know what's going to happen.
They're going to use the receivers.
Well, they're not going to use Cam Sims and Trey Quinn.
No, they're not.
They were both placed on injury reserve. Actually, both had surgery on their high ankle sprains. That means they have to be out a minimum of 8 weeks. Some think, I know Craig Hoffman thinks, it's unlikely Cam Sims will be reactivated. Now, you can use two moves when you put guys on the IR and bring them back during the season, right?
Okay.
So are they going to use one of those precious moves on a guy like Cam Sims who doesn't play any special teams or anything? It was like your sixth guy, probably going to be inactive a lot. Who knows? Trey Quinn, on the other hand, a little bit more versatile. Depending upon how things go, he might have an opportunity to be back. They signed Brian Quick, right? So he was home for a week. And then they activated from their practice squad, I want to pronounce his name correctly, Jehu Chesson. I hope I'm saying that correctly. So they didn't go outside the organization, really, to fill those two needs. Alex Smith was asked about how smoothly things went in week one.
I don't know about surprise. I mean, I think just anxious to see us when it really matters. I mean, I think all that stuff gets turned up, right? The intensity, the stress, the anxiety, all those things get magnified once they become real. And so, you know, that was still the kind of the unknown, I think, to just see how we handle it. And it still is. I mean, we still, right, every week's a different thing, and something else is going to come up, and we're going to have to be able to handle it. So that's an ongoing test.
I love all the weapons the Redskins have. Now, we didn't see the receivers yet, but Alex talked about the Redskins' offense and how they can beat you a lot of different ways.
Good offenses prepare every single guy included to do their job, that when your number is called, you make the play. You know, you're accountable to the other guys on the offensive side and the team. And that you piece it together through playmakers and scheme that you can't stop us all. You know, that kind of mentality. And I think you have to develop that and work at it.
He's just so calm.
Yep.
There's something about him. I could see, like, if I didn't know him and I just was listening to these clips, I think he's a likable guy. Like,
very
I could
likeable.
See the whole team.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not trying to
ask for attention. Always been like
he's
that.
He's a low-key guy.
He's not trying.
He doesn't have slogans.
Felt like Kirk was trying.
He's not trying to trademark you Vike that.
Yeah.
He's not going to
trademark anything.
No. You'll never see Alex Smith rub the GM's head on the field.
Right.
Probably not.
And scream you like that.
Yeah. You'll never see
he's
that.
He's not going to say pressure diamonds or whatever.
No pressure, no diamonds.
He's not going to say that dumb stuff. No,
he's just gonna play
football.
Why?
Yeah,
that whole bit.
He's not gonna preach to you.
No.
He's just gonna play football, mm-hmm. And he doesn't really care for the attention.
He's
I really
authentic.
Believe he doesn't care about the attention.
He's authentic. It started in the off season when they asked him if he was gonna have special camp weekends with the
right.
guys. You know, if you watched the Tom Brady Facebook documentary, he goes to Montana or wherever the hell it is mm-hmm. with his guys. And there's nothing wrong with that. But Alex Smith, he said. That stuff's overblown. No big deal. No need.
He seems like a guy who's content playing quarterback, 15 years in the NFL, clocking, I don't know, is it a $23 million check this year?
Right.
Somewhere around there.
Right, of
course. He's pretty good. He's pretty happy with his life the way it is.
He doesn't need to go out there and have some Instagram post of he and the guys with their shirts off, you know, playing catch in the beach somewhere. But what he does do, which I like, I mean, he was reporting to,
Bung Beach.
So he's been going to the offensive line meetings. He's been going to the running back meetings. He's been just kind of learning everybody's positions, getting to know the guys.
He's a pro.
That's the kind of thing you want.
Any sightings of him in Ashburn? You are the mayor / king of Ashburn. Any sightings of Alex Smith in your neighborhood, in your area?
Not by me.
No?
No.
Hmm.
I haven't seen him.
You know, I was driving around yesterday.
I mean, he hadn't been here that long.
Right,
I think it was on Grant and Danny's show. They had Ian Rappaport on, and, you know, I'm not a huge Ian Rappaport guy, but he did say that he had a conversation with Jay Gruden in the offseason, and he asked him, did we get better at quarterback? Did the Redskins get better at quarterback? And he said, absolutely. And he didn't say anything negative about Kirk.
Didn't even hesitate.
They just said, absolutely.
Yeah.
We just got better at quarterback. And it's not a shot against Kirk. It just is what it is. We got better at quarterback. So we'll see. Proof will be in the pudding. Kirk seems to be doing well in Minnesota. They've got
similar
a great
games
team. Yeah.
In week one.
I'm sure that they'll thrive. They'll both thrive. But I think the Redskins are pretty comfortable where
Kirk's
they are.
Kirk's got a better team around him, that's
yeah.
for sure.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
But Alex is a good quarterback.
So we'll see.
He's not great, but he's good.
He'll be very good. I think he's going to be very good.
Phone number's 800-636-1067. Open line Thursday. We need to get the phones going again.
Yep.
We get it going for one segment, and
Let's
then it
do
dies
it.
Down.
You got to tease them and make them think that there's a prize or something. If
how
they
big
hear prize,
is this game?
All of a sudden people
how,
go crazy.
How big is this game? Yeah, we're not giving away a prize.
It's
you can
not
think that.
That big. Although it's big in this sense.
Why don't you think it's big?
Because if you beat the Colts, it's just the Colts.
I know,
they're
but you're 2-0.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They were supposed to win these two games. I told you, I already got the season played out.
They were pick 'em. They were pick 'em.
But 2-0.
What are your playoff odds?
Well,
they were supposed to win.
What are your playoff odds at 2-0? I know if you're 0-2, it's 10%.
It's got to be pretty good.
At 2-0, your playoff odds are actually pretty good. I'm just talking about the math.
I had them at 2-0. What impressed me is beat the Packers in week 3 with Aaron Rodgers.
It impressed everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, figure out the playoff odds at 2-0, Awad or Drabby, whoever.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You can give us a call. What's your vibe heading into Sunday? Redskins coming off an impressive 24-6 win at Arizona. Now they come home, take on a Colts team which lost to the Bengals. What's your vibe? Do the Redskins push it to 2-0? 800-636-1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're talking about this Redskins-Colts matchup. You can chime in at 800-636-1067. As Evie mentioned, couple stories have come out, and we're going to be joined by Steve Ziff, who is the Redskins' chief marketing officer, about the seats available. Apparently what they did is they really limited the number of brokers who could buy season tickets. So it's almost intentional that they didn't like the look of people buying tickets online for $5, because the brokers, when they're stuck with the tickets, they're just going to unload them, and the Redskins wanted more to be available for single-game purchases through Redskins.com.
Well, also, aren't they able to now, like the brokers would sell to anybody, they'd sell to the opposing team's fans.
Right.
They can control it a little more now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good, because you don't want 25,000 Cowboy fans in your stands.
Right. So I like it as a fan. I think it's awesome.
We'll see.
You should be able to buy tickets sort of the week of the game.
It'll be interesting to hear from people who go to the game. Cakes and I are doing pregame, so we're not able to go to the game. But they do seem to be addressing things that fans had complained about in years past. Look, one thing, the philosophy, we'll talk to Steve about this coming up at 9:40. He said the philosophy used to be, how do we make money?
Right.
And he said now it is, how do we please our fans? And one thing they did, they're eliminating the commercials, I guess, that would be played during timeouts. They would play like a 30-second spot, and instead they're going to, I don't know, they're not playing the spot. They're going to do something that they believe is geared towards the fans, like
better
maybe
day.
Show highlights of other games.
Sure.
Who knows?
Yeah, that sounds like an upgrade.
By the way, I got the numbers now. This is as of 2013, but if you start 2-0 from 1990 to 2013, you got a 63% chance of making the playoffs.
Sounds pretty good.
On the flip side, if you're 0-2, 12%.
Yeah.
All right. So if the Colts lose this game, they got a 12% chance.
Mm-hmm.
And the Skins win, they 63. If you go 3-0, it jumps to 75. So these next couple games are pretty a good indicator.
This game is huge.
In terms of projection into the playoffs, I think 2-0 is 63 and 3-0 is 75. That's
this game
good.
Is huge in this sense. If you want to try to figure out a way to get to 9 or 10 wins, which is traditionally what it takes to get to the playoffs, 10 more than 9, you got to beat the Colts.
Yep.
If you lose that, now there's all of a sudden you're going to have to find a way to make up for that by beating an Aaron Rodgers-led Packers team or beating a Drew Brees-led Saints team, which I think, you know, we're dogs in. Maybe the Falcons aren't as good as I thought, so maybe they'll be able to steal one there. Maybe Deshaun Watson isn't the same player he was last year, so maybe that one will be a little bit easier. But you're going to have to find a game that you otherwise kind of chalked up as a loss to make up for it. So,
which they can do. See, to me, if they lose to the Colts, it's not devastating. Because the Colts, they know the same numbers. Their backs are against the wall. They know they need to get this win to get to 500. They feel like they probably should have beaten the Cincinnati Bengals. They were in position to win that game. You have the Jack Doyle fumble, and they end up losing that game. So I wouldn't be stunned if the Colts come into FedEx and get a win. But the Redskins, I do expect them to win some games that you just chalk up as L's. And look, I chalked up most of them as L's too, but that always happens.
I would empty my account on the Packers with Aaron Rodgers. Now, I'd lose sometimes, you know, But I would
empty
my account.
I don't think the Packers are that great.
Yeah, but what if he's a reduced Aaron Rodgers? Huh? What if he's 75% Aaron Rodgers?
Well, he won't even be that.
They needed a miracle
gives you a shot.
Performance in the fourth quarter from Aaron Rodgers to beat the Bears.
Right. They hadn't
the Bears
even
aren't that good.
They hadn't even scored against the Bears.
And I understand Khalil Mack had, some people say, the best half as a defensive player in the history of the game.
He was like Jefferson from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
But the more
after
we talk about
his car got
pummeled. The Packers, to me, are not the Patriots. Like, the Patriots are almost lock it up. They're going to win 12 or 13 games
Patriots
every year.
Patriots are next level.
The Packers
have
zero some
shot of beating them. You might have a 20% shot, in my opinion, of beating the Packers with Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably.
I disagree.
It's probably too negative, but that's just.
They've
my
beaten Aaron Rodgers with worse teams.
Yeah, I think those were
the teams. The team 2 years ago wasn't as good as this team, I don't think. And they smoked them.
This is a good team. They have some talent. I just think the opponents are tough for them. But, you know. But the more we talk about it, the more nervous I am that we're going to choke this one against the Colts.
Yeah, it's not a gimme.
Yeah. All right, let's go to, let me see. Is it Vince or is it Vic?
This is Vince.
This is Vince? All right, Vince in
Akakee. Yeah,
Vince. What's up, man?
Vince from Akakee. What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's up,
man?
So two things. I go Redskins first. So
all right.
The reason why I think we need to win this game, and not only win it, we need to win it the way we beat the Cardinals. The Redskins over years, even under Jay Gruden, have shown not to handle success well. And I heard everything you guys were saying about how the Colts should be motivated to win this game too. But the Colts' offensive line is terrible. Their defense is not that good. So they kind of resemble the Cardinals to me.
Mm-hmm.
All the more reason why we need to execute the way we did versus the Cardinals and beat them the same way that we beat the Cardinals. And then I would feel a little more confident that we have a chance to compete against the Aaron Rodgers and the Drew Breeses, because we're showing we're not the same complacent team as in the past who can't handle success. So I think we need to dominate the Colts. Seeing us squeak out a win would be always a win is better than a loss, but to see us dominate the Colts would give me more confidence.
Give me some swagger,
on in
of course.
The
oh,
of course.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But I think you're going to have to do it differently.
Then you feel real good about that Packer
game. I don't think they're going to be able to just pound Adrian Peterson 26 to 28 times.
I agree with that, and I honestly feel like we didn't want to pound AP 26 times, but at the end of the game, we were trying to get him that 100 yards. That's where he got them last six carries from, so I don't think that's the game plan. I think Jay wanted to give it to him 15, 20 times, and that was about how much we gave it to him when he had 93 yards, but they were trying to get him the last 100. So
I think also they were trying to burn clock.
Suffered.
You know, they were in control.
Right.
There was no need to drop back and get crazy.
Right.
I don't think this game's going to play out that way. Yeah.
My second thing, none about football. I heard you guys talking about the iPhone. I'm an iPhone guy.
All right.
So the reason why your son's phone is slowing down, EB, is because when you have a older generation phone, iPhone automatically sends you the updates. And most people do the updates because they want the new swag. But when you have an older generation phone and you do the new updates for the new phones, that's what slows your phone down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I never
do the updates.
I probably have the
oldest processor out
so,
there.
Hey, can you uninstall the update and go back to like an old
once you update, you update. And the thing about iPhone is they try to trick you in the update. They'll tell you, get ready for an update. And if you don't tell them, don't do it, they'll do it for you. Like, they're very strategic in how they're trying to get you to buy that next phone. So you just got to be on top of it.
You know what? I'm going to have him. So there's probably a setting where you can set it to not automatically download the updates, right?
Every time they ask me to update, I tell them, nope, I'll wait, and I just don't let them update my phone because I'm not spending another $1,000 until I'm ready.
Right, because it gives you a bunch of updates that your phone can't handle.
Doesn't the Samsung automatically update?
Depends. No, it's up to you. Mine, it's up to you. You just decide
usually
if you
comes
want
in
it.
And it just updates.
I mean,
I don't even know how to stop
it. That's the difference between, honestly, I used to be an Android guy, and my wife switched me over to iPhone, and I can't lie. For some reason, I can't seem to go back. But Androids are better than iPhones. They're just unlimited. Like they're just a crap. You can't really be the Android. But it's like once you go iPhone, you kind of get a little uppity, and you feel like I can't go back to an Android.
Yeah, people
so,
with iPhones, that's
true.
They look down on people with Androids. Like my son,
my oldest son
has an Apple phone, and he sneers at my phone. He just looks at it like
phone literally can do
looks
everything
at it
can
with
do.
Contempt.
Yeah. Now you do have an Apple Pooter.
I do. This might need an upgrade too. This thing's
starting to slow down a little bit.
This thing is starting to drag a little bit.
How old is that?
Oh, it's got to be like 6 or 7 years old
yeah,
at least.
It's time.
It might be time. Might be time to
Move on from the Apple IIe.
Might be time to spend a few shekels
on
an upgrade.
When those were the hot fire.
Sure.
Yeah, Apple IIs. Buy a new one because we just use it for basic surfing and you know, some picture editing maybe or something. I was at the Apple store. Like, if you get a new one, like a tricked out one, it's like $2,600.
I would certainly get refurbished.
Get a refurbished model from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
By the way, when you walked by the Microsoft store, they're pushing Surfaces, I guess. Mm-hmm. Nobody's buying those, right?
One customer. I mean, I don't know. There are some people that I think like it, maybe. I don't know.
I didn't really like the Surface. I have one. I could bring it to work here and set it up here. And
you had like the first one, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't Jim Nance use the Surface on the
Well, I think there's
PGA Tour, on the golf set.
They use them on the NFL sidelines too.
Yeah, exactly.
They need to keep doing that.
Then they caught flack for calling them iPads on the broadcast.
Oh, did they?
Oh yeah, I think it was last year or two years ago. And the people from Microsoft are like, what the F are you doing?
That's hilarious.
You're hyping up our competition. We're paying you $100 million a year. It's outrageous.
Let's go to Ed, Silver Spring. Ed, what's up, man?
Hey, fellas. I just wanted to say, love the show, but I fully expect the Redskins to win. But I read an article, I guess it was USA Today Pro Football. Mm-hmm. After a loss at home, Andrew Luck, and Jason will appreciate this, against the spread and straight up, it's like 85% Colts win.
Mm.
It's kind of a weird statistic, but you can't not pay attention to things like that. So I'm a little troubled with that. We need our defense to play its best game.
All right, hold on.
But I'm happy.
So after a home loss,
he's an 85% winner the next week?
Against the spread.
Against getting sick, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, but that's not the longest sample size in history, but right?
7 years.
Yeah.
Six, seven years.
It's noteworthy, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it, buddy.
But most of those times were Andrew Luck healthy.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's been banged up the last couple
of
years.
And there weren't that many home losses because they were a pretty good team.
He claims, though, I read the interview, that after the 53 tosses or whatever, he said his arm still felt great. Like, he had just as much juice in it as whatever.
Yeah.
He's just got to stay away from the snowboarding.
Away from the snowboarding and the big hits.
Hello.
Hits. I mean, that guy Williams for Cincinnati almost took his head off.
Yeah. He said that one looked worse than it felt.
Yeah,
it
definitely looked bad.
Yeah.
I don't understand, by the way, the penalty where you can't land with your body weight now on a quarterback. That's a joke.
Yeah.
How can you control that?
It's hard. Let's go to Charlie.
You can't even touch him.
Newport News. Charlie, what's up, man? You're all with the Jucks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Charlie?
Yeah, I believe the Redskins will beat the Colts. If their defensive line is dominant, and of course, we'll probably dink and dunk the ball this time down the field. And then the Saints, you keep talking about the Saints. Mm-hmm. The Redskins have beat the Saints 3 out of 4 times, and RG3 pretty much humiliated them in New Orleans a few years ago.
I know. They still scare me, though.
That's ancient history.
And that was fluky.
That's 5 years ago.
That was fluky.
We beat them 3 out of 4 times in the last 5 years. And Saints aren't near as good as Green Bay. That's the only team I respect more is Green Bay.
Hey, Charlie.
Aaron Rodgers is,
curious, how do you consume this show? Are you watching us on TV? Do you listen to us? Do you check us out via radio.com?
No, I watch you on TV religiously. I'm the old white guy that told you about Alex Smith before the Redskins announced it. Yeah.
Got you, because I know you can't hear our signal in Newport News.
All right.
Hey, Charlie, what are you expecting in terms of rain down there from Florence?
Oh, we're going to get a boatload of rain here in Newport News. Oh, my God, yeah.
What do you think? 10, 15 inches, something like that, or less?
At least, because all my surrounding area, Portsmouth, Hampton, Norfolk, and Virginia Beach, is all closed up.
Oh, my God.
So is your area going to be evacuated or no?
The debris fly.
Charlie, is your area going to be evacuated?
No, not. We're right next to the Fort Eustis. We won't be shut down, but we got everything picked up, cleaned up, and ready to rock and roll.
Holy shit!
Gotcha.
All right, Charlie, stay safe.
Yeah, be safe, buddy.
Thank you for your time, and I enjoy your show. I watch you religiously.
Thank you, Charlie.
We appreciate that.
I've got cousins who live in Carolina Beach,
uh-huh,
and they are riding it out.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy. Now, it's again, like you said, we talked about it. It's not going to be as bad as originally they thought, right? Mm-hmm. But it's still going to be a ton of rain. They could get 25 inches of rain.
Right.
Hey, fellas, 2 days and counting. St. James, Washington's newest destination for sports, wellness, and entertainment. They open their doors this Saturday, September 15th. You need to check it out. Come see their massive pro-style field house where you can play soccer, football, rugby. They've got ice rinks, Olympic-sized pool, courts galore. What blew me away, they have an indoor water park in there, plus trampolines, VR games. The kids are going to love it. You'll love it. RSVP for the grand opening now at thestjames.co, and you can pre-register for sports experiences, spa services, the interactive water park, and so much more. It's all under one roof. It's this Saturday at The St. James. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk some movies. Kevin's joining us a day early. Give us his take on A Simple Favor, which from the commercials looks very good. That's Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick.
Like them both.
In kind of a murder mystery type movie.
Looks intriguing.
He also saw White Boy Rick, which is Matthew McConaughey.
Rick.
Isn't that based on a true story?
It looks pretty good. That looks intriguing as well.
Is that based on a true story or true events?
That's what they say. And then The Predator. Boo. I don't have anything to say about The Predator. Maybe it'll be good.
The original Predator is, I'm sorry, it's an 80s classic. I don't know what the reboot
is going to look
like. Who's
starring in the reboot?
I don't know.
The big name guy?
Not sure.
Special effects. That's what stars.
Right. Some guy in a big costume.
Those movies are all coming out this weekend, correct?
Yes.
I am interested to see, haven't seen Black Klansman yet. Got to see that.
I have not seen that either.
It's supposed to be really good. By the way, Predator is getting 41% on Rotten. I am interested to see Star is Born when that comes out, Cakesy.
I want to see that one.
That looks very good.
Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper bit.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
That looks really good.
But Bradley Cooper, did he know he could sing before that? Because I'm reading that he kind of like taught himself to sing. Well, I could teach myself to sing and I wouldn't be able to pull it off. He was like playing real concerts.
He must have some natural talent.
Oh, so he can sing now? Good thing something good is happening for Bradley Cooper in his life. Maybe the chicks will finally get into him now.
You can only pray he has like a Brett Favre in his pants.
But he seems like a really good dude. Like I don't wish him any ill will. Like from interviews, he seems like
wasn't
a
he just
pretty
in
grounded guy.
For some private screening? I think he was just
he
in D.C.
He was the premiere?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think
he's a Georgetown guy.
Kevin, yeah. You know, doing his bit with him.
That was in Georgetown.
Maybe, sure. If you say so.
He did go there.
He'd be sized for our Georgetown track and field hoodies.
Right.
That we all got.
Does that mean Gaga was in town?
I don't know if she was.
Lady
here.
Gaga in town?
He definitely had an interaction with Gaga.
Did he?
Maybe she was.
Said he got a few hugs from her, I believe.
By the way, right. Keegan-Michael Key is one of the stars of the Predator.
Oh, not Keegan-Bradley? Keegan-Michael.
Not Keegan-Bradley.
No, not Keegan-Bradley.
Oh, no.
And not Peel.
I still remember we were pitched 10 or 12 years ago. Hey, did you guys one of these guys, Key and Peel, on your show? And we're like, Key and who and what? And now those guys are just megastars.
Right.
Good for them.
We just don't like to learn about new people.
We're just unhip.
You're probably right.
You know, we're just lazy.
We're just younger.
Well, we're just lazy. More than anything.
All right, every morning at 7:45, we go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz, which is sponsored, brought to you by the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their sacrifice with our service to help our military veterans. Visit donatepurpleheart.org.
Papa.
Got a game tonight, Thursday night football.
Get those bets in.
Ravens-Bengals.
Ravens-Bengals.
Here's the
Ravens,
number.
Of course.
Cincinnati laying one, totals 45. You're feeling a teaser.
Really feel a tingle with this game.
You don't want to give me another $5?
No, I'm just not getting that feeling down there. I'm not getting the tingle.
You're not getting in the sack. All right, I got
you.
All right.
Now, when I get it, I will let you know.
What's the line?
1-45. Pick them in 45, essentially.
Ravens, of course, had the huge win in their opener. Bengals also won their opener against the Colts.
Remember, the Bengals trailed heading into the fourth quarter in Indy. I want to say they trailed by 6. And then they scored, and then they got the fumble recovery that put the game out of reach. But the Colts were going in to score down 4 late in that game to win. They probably would have.
This would be a good test for your boys, Valdez. Are you feeling it? Do you have Ravens fever?
I really don't like weekday games on the road or weeknight games on the road.
Yeah,
the Thursday night games, the road teams just had a huge disadvantage.
Well, I know the players don't like it.
And then, in-division rivalry game, I don't like it.
Right. Still shocking to me that Marvin Lewis, I was talking with JP about this a couple days ago, that he's been with the Bengals since 2003.
That's amazing.
He's had a 15-year run.
It's pretty sick.
With the Cincinnati Bengals. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't won a single postseason game.
Yeah.
Well, I can't explain. That's like explaining Stonehenge. I mean, I just can't explain it.
He's got a cheap owner.
His hands are tied.
They should show the Week 17 game against the Bengals on a loop on their way to Cincy.
Right.
I can't remember what happened in Week 17.
They lost on a Hail Mary, and the Bills got in the playoff hunt.
I remember that.
All right, but I don't get the same sense. Like, you know, it's like game day for you for the Ravens. Are you pumped?
My size,
yeah, right, sized.
I'll probably be in bed by 9:00.
He has medium level of size.
Oh, you won't even stay up for your Ravens.
I can't stay up till 11:30, 12:00.
But I would for Skins, like a late game. I would.
I would probably stay up later for a Redskins game than a Ravens game just because we have to talk about it.
Will you DVR it and watch it in the morning? Through it.
I'll probably have it on in here. I'll catch the second half in here in the morning.
You know what?
He's not
that big a Ravens fan anymore.
He doesn't want to oversleep. Doesn't want to risk oversleeping.
Yeah, I respect that, but I think your Ravens fandom's gone down a little bit. Right?
I mean,
Tiger's greater than Ravens, you know, for sure.
If Tiger was playing, he'd be up.
There's no chance I would stay up for a Niner game.
You can hang out with me and not watch
Redskins. No, I know you would. You're a different
breed. Not watch the Raiders. You can hang out with
me. You don't value sleep like other people do.
I do. Just get
I stay up for games, too.
Yeah. I only stay up for the home team.
I stayed up to watch the Packers the other night.
He stays up for dumb games.
That's not a dumb game. I watch a historic comeback by Aaron Rodgers.
This game I won't stay up for. It's a memory you have.
Silly.
You're going to die 2 hours sleep.
Lonely with all those memories. I'm tired.
But you guys also take naps during the day, which helps you a little bit.
Oh, glorious naps.
Sometimes.
A couple of Adrian Peterson all the time. Stories here. Adrian Peterson, of course, leapfrogged a pair of Hall of Famers on Sunday. He's now sitting at number 10 on the all-time rushing list.
Who's next?
He was asked about Emmitt Smith.
All right.
Emmitt Smith has 18,355 rushing yards. Peterson currently has 12,372, so he's 5,983 behind him. And he says he feels like it's realistic to catch Emmitt Smith.
He's full on grasping.
If you just do the math, if you give Peterson 4 more years, he needs to average nearly 1,500 yards per year to close the gap.
Right. Well, he's not going to get that.
I love that he's optimistic.
I thought that was
ridiculous. He's going to pass Tony Dorsett, so he's going to be...
Who's next? That's
Tony Dorsett,
next?
And then Eric Dickerson. He's about 1,000 behind Dickerson.
Yeah, he'll probably catch some of those guys.
Definitely pass Dorsett. He's like 400 behind
him. I thought this
him.
Story was funny on Pro Football Talk. They point out that Chris Carter, you know, called out Adrian Peterson saying, you know, when he was with the Dolphins, you don't even remember him, that he... played like ass. And
that's kind of embarrassing.
He predicted Adrian Peterson was going to be like that.
But that's kind of embarrassing from Chris Carter. Like,
right.
Chris Carter, he's not you. He's different than
you. Well, Adrian Peterson was asked, what are you going to do the next time you meet? And he said, I'll definitely shake his hand, but I'm definitely going to try and crush his hand.
Right.
Josh Allen, quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, he's now ready to start for the Bills. Who's their number one receiver, Cakes?
The Bills, I guess... In name, it's Kelvin Benjamin.
I mean, that's the thing. Josh Allen will take over, but there's not much help there. They don't have a great offensive line.
You like Zay Jones? You like that guy? I mean, there are not a lot of weapons there.
With a good receiver, I mean, a good quarterback, I like.
Your DFS fantasy defense play of the week is the Chargers.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not? I know they got shredded by the Chiefs over the weekend, but how can you not start them against a rookie quarterback?
Yeah, but offensively, the Chargers put up like 33. We talk about the first downs that the Skins had.
Yeah.
I think the Chargers might have had more first downs. I mean, they racked up a ton of yards.
And Phillip Rivers had 420 yards of passing.
Yeah, I think
they
had 550 yards total offense, still lost the game.
But I like their defense against Josh Allen. It's a nice play this weekend.
Chargers 7.5 and 43. I like throwing out the numbers to Cakes because then he goes, ooh.
Keep doing it because I might get a tingle.
I get a tingle.
I might. It might happen.
That goofy voice.
The Oakland Raiders put up a stinker on Monday Night Football.
Big old dud.
And apparently they had a stinker in the locker room. A skunk got loose in the Raiders' locker room this week.
Did it spray anybody?
I don't know if it sprayed anybody.
Yeah, there were pros, and then there were duds.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, it's like
how they... they leave their scent?
It's like their, yeah. I think it's their defense mechanism.
Where does it come from? Like their mouth or from the Jimmy Johnson?
No, it comes from like near the bung, I believe.
They have
they've got another hole back there?
They got an extra hole.
I mean, I guess.
I just assumed it came from the bung.
That emits the scent.
I thought maybe it came from their Jimmy Johnson.
You've smelled the skunk?
Yeah. Not really. I mean, maybe.
You just don't know it's a skunk.
Usually it's just someone farted.
No.
Eric, it smells so different.
You're not that dumb.
If you're driving,
you think I pay attention to skunks?
No, but if you're driving on a country road, and all of a sudden
you have attention
a bad,
to a skunk.
Yeah, but if you're driving, you just have
smells,
a bad smell.
All of a sudden, it smells. You probably near a skunk. The guy
I usually
run
don't
over.
Think it's a skunk. I just think it's a hurting neighborhood.
So dumb.
It's usually a skunk.
Yeah.
All right. I don't study skunks.
I didn't know where it came from, though.
Neither did I.
I've never met anyone more clueless than you.
About animals?
Just about anything.
That's life.
A-Wad level.
What?
Yeah. Honestly, you're like Adam right now.
I'm kind of doing a bit, but I honestly don't really know where it comes
now
from.
Now let me ask you this. What color is a skunk?
Black, Ricky.
And?
White.
Okay. So you know a little bit about skunks.
He's playing up his ignorance.
I don't really know where the scent comes from. How the hell would I know?
Well, no one knew that.
Well, these dummies act they're like it's common knowledge.
No, they're just talking about the smell.
He asked if a skunk sprays you.
Right. Yeah, out of his Lou Holtz.
I don't pay attention.
Lou Holtz is such an old reference.
Right.
By the way,
it was Golden Domer, though.
I didn't run over this animal, but I saw it after it was run over. If you think a live opossum is ugly, wait till you see one half run over in the road. Gross. That's an ugly,
they're
gross animal.
They're one of the ugliest animals on earth.
Yeah.
I almost let one in my house. We had a cat, Andy.
And I hate calling them opossums.
Yeah. Just want to call them opossums.
Just call them opossum.
We had a cat, Andy, that was like the same color and complexion as an opossum.
Yes.
And it constantly let it in and out of the backyard. And, you know, the sliding glass door.
Yeah.
And I saw it. This thing was scratching. Same exact thing our cat did. And I went, okay, here you go. And I got terrified. It was a freaking possum.
He didn't want cat food.
It was like a nightmare.
Yeah, your dumbass let him in the house.
Almost.
Yeah.
I started to slide it open, then I saw what I was letting in.
You saw that terrifying creature.
Freaking wild animal. Probably had rabies or something.
Andy, by the way, a female
probably
cat.
Probably fox
right?
chasing it.
Huh?
Andy, by the way, a female cat.
Nobody really figured out. The vets don't know.
An androgynous cat.
There's got to be something really bad about spaying and neutering because the vets could not, once they do that, they can't figure out what sex they are.
Right.
They really do struggle.
I could say something really offensive about that cat, but I won't.
It's probably better you don't.
And probably get fired.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Tell me during a break. I have no affinity for it. Dead cat.
All right, coming up next, we will talk movies. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us to fill us in on A Simple Favor and White Boy Rick right here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.